Very scratchy grooves tonight. Doodle doo doo. That's the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the singer is Frank Sullivano. You may remember that from my request time feature just about every week when I take requests from listeners and respond. This is Bill Chambliss. The program is Scratchy Grooves. If you have a request you'd like to hear on this program, not tonight, but next week or the week after, I'd be glad to play it for you. Give me a call here at the station at 451-2701. If I've got it, I'll play it. Now, most of these requests, not most of them, but a great many of them came in last week. I had more phone calls last week than I normally do, and a lot of people wanted to hear a lot of things. So, without further ado, as they say, let's get on to one of the requests. Louis Armstrong, St. Louis Blues. Very advanced for 1929, in my opinion. Now, the caller for this next request asked for the vocal version of this song. I think he was putting me on. I don't think anybody, short of the fellow that talks fast on television commercials, could sing this if there were words to it. I've never heard words to it. Anyway, it's a very popular tune, or used to be, written in 1915, believe it or not. Roy Bargy on the piano, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, NOLA. See if you think anybody could sing this if there were words to it. Thank you. English called and said that Nola did have words to it. He remembers a piano roll that had words printed on it. I have never seen them. I'd like to see them sometime. If you've got the words to Nola, I'd like to see them. As a matter of fact, if you'll send them in, I'll sing them next week, okay? And now for Lou, who requested this last week. This is not as risque as it may seem. Al Jolson, I Gave Her That. Gave Her That. If you don't know that voice, you haven't listened to any of this old-time music, Al Jolson. Now, a gentleman called last week and wanted to hear Hooray for Hollywood. I've only got one recording of that. This was loaned to me by Ken Wining. I made a tape of it. It's from Hollywood Hotel movie soundtrack. This is by Francis Langford and Johnny Scat Davis. Benny Goodman's orchestra, movie soundtrack, a little scratchy. Hooray for Hollywood. How's that for production values? Really all out. I'd like to see that Hollywood Hotel sometime. Maybe it'll be on TNT. I've been watching a lot of old movies lately on TNT. Okay, another request. This is from about 2 weeks ago. And it's I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? By Paul Whiteman. Sung by Bing Crosby with a trio. This is not the Rhythm Boys. 1929. I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All?
She can't be mine and I'm a fool, but aren't we all?
Way back in 1929, I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Now, another request from last week, Wabash Blues. This is by Coon Sanders Nighthawks Orchestra, vocal by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon, recorded in 1927. All you Indianans out there, here's your song. The Nighthawks, Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon from 1927. And speaking of Wabash, here's Red Nichols' Wabash Dance Orchestra with another request, this one from 1928, sung by Kurt Dieterle, Get Out and Get Under the Moon. Thank you.
feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright and silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above, look, look, look at those sweetest love, oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you gotta do, any old night, when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon.
Ever since I went on the air, this next request, I have received repeated requests to play Danny Boy with the Londonderry Air. I've played it a number of times on the program. I try to vary the performer, but the same lady seems to call every few weeks and want to hear Londonderry Air, and I'm very happy to oblige her. I don't think this song is one that people get tired of if I played it every week, but I don't. This version by Paul Robeson. Playing Londonderry Air as long as it's requested. I think I have 3 or 4 more versions that I have not yet played. Okay, all requests tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Here's Earl Burtnett and his orchestra with the Biltmore Trio to sing Singing a Song to the Stars, 1930. Burtnett's Orchestra from 1930. Now, Liddy called and wanted to hear Anything I've Got by Frank Parker. This is it, ma'am. The only record I've got by Frank Parker. I don't know why. He had a nice voice. Just don't happen to have any in my collection. 1934, Frank Parker, Two Cigarettes in the Dark.
Lights and clinking of glasses, casually I drift outside. I had a strange premonition when all of a sudden I spied two cigarettes in the dark. He strikes a match till a spark clearly traces. One face is my sweetheart. Two silhouettes in a room, almost obscured by the gloom. I was so close, yet so far apart. It happened that I stumbled in upon their rendezvous. I heard my sweetheart whisper, I love you, I love you, you know that I do. Two cigarettes in the dark. Gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regret. Upon their rendezvous, I heard my sweetheart whispering, I love you, you know that I do, Two cigarettes in the dark, gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regret. And two cigarettes.
Perhaps I should say that I'm not exactly advocating smoking by playing that song. Two Cigarettes in the Dark, Frank Parker. From the movie Blue Angel, 1930. We have at least one Marlene Dietrich fan out there who listens to Scratchy Grooves regularly. Get a lot of requests for her stuff. Marlene Dietrich, this is almost her theme song, Falling in Love Again. A request for any song by Lee Morse. Here's one going back to 1929. Miss You.
Apart after the happy days we've known. Right or wrong, you belong close to my heart. I'm so unhappy here alone. I miss you since you went away, dear. Than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you. I'm wondering why we had to break up. Wondering if we'll ever make up. Wondering if you ever miss me as I miss you.
Now, we have at least one Eddie Cantor fan out there, and I suspect there are a lot of others. But this lady calls every once in a while and wants an Eddie Cantor number. Here's one from 1925. If You Knew Susie.
I have got a sweetie known as Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow. Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 my goodness, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk. From the country, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Susie has a perfect reputation. No one ever saw her on a spree. Nobody knows where Susie goes. Nobody knows but me. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh, what a future she possesses. Out in public, how she can yawn. In a parlor, you would think the war was on. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Thank you. praising the Lord. But on Monday, she's as dizzy as the Ford. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl. I had a mustache and trained it like a pup. She's got such hot lips, she kissed me once and burned it up. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, whoa, 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 what a girl.
Moving right along down our request list, here from 1932 with the Boswell Sisters, We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye.
We thought our love was over, we were really through. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, we sure intended to. We couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for me to come inside. I can tell you truly, the tears were hard to hide. We couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you when you go. I went right back and kissed him, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we are so happy, because at last we found we couldn't say goodbye.
People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fun. Now we're back together, you should see us. We thought our love was over, we were really through. I said I didn't love him, we'd begin anew. You can all believe me, sure intended to. We just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving me to come inside. I tell you truly, tears were hard to hide. We just couldn't say goodbye.
Clock was striking 12, it smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we don't want to see you go.
I went back and kissed him when I looked around. The room was singing love songs, dancing up and down. Now we're so happy, cause at last we found we just couldn't say goodbye.
Just because
we couldn't say goodbye.
There's a scat version of We Couldn't, Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. There's another lady calls every now and then and asks to hear that song. I guess that's her favorite song. I hope she caught it tonight. Now, here's a request from last week also. Jimmy Greer's orchestra, Lois Whiteman to sing You Could Have Been the One, Baby, 1932.
Thank you. 91.3 WXDR. You know, Jeff, Radiothon is coming up soon.
Yeah, Greg. It's March 10th through the 19th.
And every year around this time, we turn to our listeners for donations.
This year, our goal is $25,000.
But it's not just the money. We need our listeners' time as well.
What do you mean?
Well, Radiothon means a lot of work for just a small amount of people. You know, answering phones and stuffing envelopes.
But if we got listeners involved with that part of Radiothon, then we'd really be listener-supported.
Oh, so if a listener wanted to donate, but he or she was a little short on cash, they could come down to the station during Radiothon and answer phones for an hour or two.
Yeah, that way they would be helping out, and they could also find out what goes on at a radio station. It's a great idea, but how can listeners get involved?
Well, if listeners want to donate some time during Radiothon, all they have to do is call us, 451-2701. It's Radiothon on 91.3 WXDR.
And it's Scratchy Grooves right now on WXDR. This will be our last selection of the number, or the evening, I believe. Here's another Jimmy Greer number. Margaret Lawrence to sing this one. You knew you'd hurt somebody. Why did it have to be me? This has been Scratchy Grooves, an all-request program tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 o'clock for more great music from this Scratchy Grooves era. And for music from the big band era, stay tuned for Neil Payne. And